Okay, let's turn to page 7 in section 1 of your manuals and begin to discover a little bit more about the way that your unconscious mind works. So what we have on page 7 is that all learning, all behavior, and all change is unconscious. That means that everything that you've ever learned in your entire life, you've learned unconsciously. And all of it is stored within the unconscious mind. Quite often people come to me on trainings and say, David, can I use NLP to improve my memory? And improving your memory isn't the issue. The issue is, how do you recover the memories from your unconscious mind? Because your unconscious mind records everything that's ever happened to you. For instance, let me just ask you a question. What's your telephone number? That's right. Now, where was your telephone number before I asked you? Yes, it was in your unconscious mind. Now notice how quickly and how easily your unconscious mind gave you the answer to the question. All you need to do is to learn to begin to trust your unconscious mind. And then your unconscious mind will answer any questions that you want to ask of your unconscious mind. So everything you've ever learned, you learned unconsciously. Now initially it might have to go through your conscious mind. But once you've truly learned it, it's held within the unconscious mind. For instance, can you remember your first driving lesson? I certainly can, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. You know, I'd actually thought, consciously I guess, that I could drive. And I have my first lesson, and I sit there in the car, and I am completely overwhelmed with everything that's going off. All the dials, all the levers, the pedals on the floor, the gear stick, all of those kind of things. And at the end of my first driving lesson, I was absolutely exhausted. And I sat at home and I thought, will this ever become something which is totally automatic? Will this ever become something that you can master easily? But if you're anything like me, as you went through each of the lessons, more and more of driving became automatic. Until now, I bet you get in your car and you drive totally unconsciously. You don't even think about it. That's because you've learned it, and your unconscious mind has learned how to drive the car. And that fits very nicely into the next one, as far as unconscious behaviors. Driving has become a totally unconscious behavior for you. Which is why, you know, if you're driving down the motorway, and you might have the same experience as me. Somebody's stolen your exit. You know, you're sitting there in a car saying, I am sure Junction 15 was there this morning. But tonight, I went straight from 14 to 16. Who was driving the car between Junctions 14 and 16? Fortunately, it was your unconscious mind. You may have a similar experience when you take a regular journey, maybe from home to the office or from office to the home. And you arrive at your destination. And you arrive there and you have no clue how you got there. You can't remember any of the journey at all. Your conscious mind was off thinking about what you were going to do that day, what you'd done the day before, what you were going to do that evening. And your unconscious mind drove the car. So all of our behavior is unconscious. Many people come to me on our trainings, particularly when we get close to running the hypnosis training, and they say, David, can you make me raise my arm unconsciously? The question really is, how can you not raise your arm unconsciously? I don't know how many muscles there are between the shoulder and the wrist. But if you're going to raise your arm consciously, it would probably take you all day. But that's not how it works. Yes, you think consciously, I'm going to raise my arm. But it's not your conscious mind that raises your arm. It's your unconscious. So all of our repeated behavior is generated by our unconscious mind. Let's just do another quick fun test. Just for a moment, fold your arms. And then notice which of your arms is on top. Is it your left arm or the right arm on top? Now unfold your arms. Just shake them loose a little bit. Yeah, that's right. Now fold them again, but with the other arm on top. How was that? Was it easy? Many of you may have had the experience that, whose are these arms? They don't work properly anymore. That's because you made an unconscious behavior conscious again. Folding your arms is a completely unconscious behavior. Now, of course, if you want to change behaviors, then we also must need to go to the unconscious mind. How many of you have ever attempted to give up an unwanted habit with conscious willpower alone? How did it go? Most people have the experience that as long as they're consciously focusing on changing their behavior, they can do it. But as soon as it goes over to the unconscious mind again, the old behavior comes back. You can't change behaviors consciously. You have to go to the unconscious mind. Now, interestingly, no matter what area you're wanting to use your NLP in, whether it be in management, whether it be in sales, whether it be in presenting or training, whether it be in coaching, whether it be in teaching, or whether it be in therapy, you're always in the business of change. That's what you're actually doing moment by moment, either with yourself or with other people. You're moving them from A to B. And from what we've just learned, if you want to assist people in changing, if you want to change yourself, then the unconscious mind is where we need to go.